This is News Talk.
The chief medical officer says people planning to spend time with family over Christmas should start limiting their social contacts now. It comes as health officials say the situation is stable, but that progress so far is fragile. 15 further deaths have been reported, 10 of which occurred this month, with 310 new cases of the virus. News Talk reporter Stephen Murphy was at last night's Department of Health briefing, and he joins me now. Stephen, it's a pretty stark warning from Tony Houlihan. The 2-week countdown is now on.
Yeah, it really is, Shane. And he's saying that, you know, everyone needs to start planning for Christmas from today. So maybe you're seeing loved ones over Christmas. Maybe you're spending time with the elderly relatives or people in vulnerable groups. He's saying that you need to try and take action now so you minimize your chance of actually getting COVID and then bringing it home. And what they're really worried about is this idea of people from different generations mixing, which will be the case, I suppose, in a lot of households. And he pointed to the fact that, you know, in the second wave, it started off with younger people, but then it spread into older people who were obviously more susceptible. And he's saying that, you know, this could happen much quicker over Christmas because of the kind of interaction we see. And he pointed to things like Thanksgiving in the US, which has led to big spikes in cases there. And it was interesting what Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, said as well, that he says he wouldn't advise people to take a coronavirus test before heading home for Christmas. So a lot of people might think, well, I'm heading home for the 24th and 25th. Sure, I might go for a test on the 19th or 20th. I'll get the all clear. I'll be negative and I won't be a risk. But he's saying that a test is only as good as when you take it, and that actually reducing your social contacts, keeping your bubble small, is what really would make a difference. And Professor Philip Nolan, who, of course, does all the modelling, he put it very simply. He said that if people have a high level of contacts, we'll have a high number of cases in the weeks ahead. But if people keep a low number of contacts, then we'll have a low number of cases, and that there's nothing inevitable about a big surge in January.
Yeah, and Philip Nolan was talking about the reproductive number last night. Are they worried about January, looking at the modelling, not just the case numbers, but how the virus is reproducing? Do they have worries about a surge?
Yeah, they do. So Professor Nolan, he says that the R number is estimated to be pretty much bang on one. Now, that is a bit of an increase from a few weeks ago, but that's not really a surprise. You know, the country has reopened. There's restaurants and pubs serving food open. There's more people out and about. And he's saying that the disease is stable. It's not growing, which is obviously good news. But there are people, more people out and about, according to the data they look at. The positive news is that they haven't seen an increase in the number of close contacts yet, so that's holding steady. So they're hoping that people are out and about doing what they have to do, but taking on that advice to keep their bubble small. But the models do show that there is a high risk, according to Professor Nolan, of a surge in January unless we keep that R number close to one. So that is really an important figure to look at as we move forward.
Obviously, the vaccine talk is the talk of the week, and a lot of people getting very excited about it. The task force is going to report to government today on how exactly we roll out this vaccine.
Yeah, so there's a number of elements to this. So obviously the cabinet earlier in the week decided that the likes of nursing home residents, frontline healthcare workers over 70s, that they'll be first in line to get this vaccine once it's approved. So the task force, it's been doing about 2 weeks of work looking at all the logistical issues around how a vaccine would be rolled out once it's approved. So we know that the HSE, they've bought in a load of ultra low temperature freezers that are ready to go, because obviously the Pfizer jab, it needs to be stored at minus 70 degrees. And so all of these things need to be taken into account. It's also been looking at the task force, how many doses would arrive here every week, things like how exactly they'd be transported here, and also the infrastructure that'll need to be in place so people can actually get the vaccine. So the HSE were saying yesterday that they see GPs playing a role, and that there is dialogue with doctors groups ongoing over that. Also, we're expecting nurses and pharmacists to play a part. And there will also be a communications campaign around this, because, you know, people will want reassurance. There is some people who will be wary about this new vaccine, and there is a lot of misinformation out there. And we know that the HSE have already held meetings with Facebook and will hold another meeting with Twitter today. We heard last night from Karina Butler, who's a member of the task force, saying that this vaccine, it won't be a silver bullet, that everyone can't just throw the public health advice out the window in the weeks ahead, and that the vaccine, it will be restricted initially, but that she said over time there will be more than enough to go around.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much for that update. News Talk reporter Stephen Murphy, thank you.
On 106 to 108 FM. and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.